Hello again, my filthy, dirty, smutty readers. Welcome to another episode of Smutty and Printable Vulgar, the darker romance novel review. And we are here to tackle on a dark novel. Surprise! But tonight is going to be a goodie. It's really naughty. It's got some action. It's got some darkness. We're going to review it. It is a novel by Sky Warren. And if you've ever read any book by Sky Warren, she takes very neutral types of settings, perhaps people, and turns something that is neutral into something that is raunchy in a good way. She has a gift for turning something sexy out of something that we would never think sexy belongs there. For example, tonight we're going to be reviewing Wanderlust, and she makes a trucker sound really sexy, people. So if you want to hear about Wanderlust by Sky Warren and a little quick review on it, go ahead and stay with us. I might even give you a little bit of quotes from the book so you know what you're getting yourself into. I want to make sure that I say this disclaimer at first, and that is I might give you a little bit of spoilers within the book. Again, for me, it never bothers me. It just makes me want to read a book even more because I get excited about other people getting excited about books. And so I hope that this does it for you. I can never take away that experience from you. When you read this book, you'll feel it. So I know that for sure. So when I give you a spoiler, it is just for the purposes of getting you reeled in and enjoying and talking about a book that I really enjoy. And you guys are listening to it, so it's cool. That's all it's for. I would also like to make a disclaimer about possible triggers here that do, if you've experienced trauma or any dark romance, will have some triggers possibly for you. But please do your research, and I'm going to tell you ahead of time that if you are triggered by romance novels that include rape, include the power, dominant, submissive dynamic, especially in this case, the captive kidnapper dynamic, you definitely do not need to listen to this, okay? And definitely dark romance novels as a whole is something I would stay away from because they do these days dabble into the darkness and it gets really dark. So I just want to make sure that I do state those disclaimers. Now let's get to business. When we talk about the categories I've set up for review, please understand that it is just simply my criteria, and this might change later because this is kind of my first podcast dealing with book review. It's a naughty book review. So, I mean, we'll just go with it, but I kind of gathered the criteria that I would like to find when I'm looking for a review when it comes to dark romance novels. So the first one would be character development because, hey, we want to fall in love before we start feeling any sort of thing about a character. We want to make sure that we're falling in love with them or hating them, whichever. The second category would be foreplay. I will be rating that. Each category would be 5 stars. I don't know if I said that. Out of 5 stars. Number 3 would be the darkness levels. I would want to know that as much as you would if you're listening to this. And the 4th category is, I would call the sex scenes or the hotness level. Now, you would think foreplay and the hotness are the same thing. No. There's books that are just known for their foreplay and then they work you up real good for the sexual act. And then there's ones that go straight to the sex act. And so it's tricky. It's tricky. I mean, I'm on the fence with either one. I mean, if there's strong foreplay or there's strong sex, either way, I like them both. Depending on what the author does with them and how they work them up. So those are the criterias. So the first one we're going to talk about, well, actually, before I even talk about those, let's go ahead and give you a little summary of Sky Warren's Wanderlust. And this is basically a 252 pages book that is about Evie, which is a very naive character, a female that's been kind of sheltered by her mom for many, many years. And she finally decides to go out and, you know, explore the world by herself, right? And so on the first night she does that and she stays in a hotel, she meets Hunter. Hunter now is a trucker. I love when Sky Warren does this. She takes a trucker, which is not a sexy profession, and makes it into sexy. So there you go. There's your Sky Warren. You never know what to expect. Now, Evie, on her first night out wandering, she wants to hit up Niagara Falls. She's read a book about it, and she's dreamt about it, and she wants to go. And so she thinks somehow she's going to get there. But on her way there, she stays at a hotel, and like I said, she meets Hunter. Now, Hunter is a trucker, and he ends up somewhere in her hotel room. I mean, he goes straight to the point. Well, before that, he actually meets her in the diner, and then he ends up meeting her in the hotel room. But I'll get to that in a little bit. So the first thing I want to talk about is the character development. Do I have enough time to get to know characters and fall in love with them in 257 pages? You know, it's kind of tricky. I think Evie, because we are getting the story in her perspective, which is, I need to say that, is that it's from her perspective. It is just right. We get an idea of what she's thinking, what she's feeling, and we really get to see her vividly. But, and again, I ain't mad at it, but the character, Hunter, he is very mysterious. And of course, nothing sexier to me than an alpha male where I don't get to hear what he's thinking. He just does shit. And that's what he does. So I'm okay with it. But unfortunately for me, I did give a rating for character development at 3.5 out of 5 stars because Hunter could have been more developed. We still do fall in love with him. We still do hate him. We go back and forth quite a bit with Hunter, but, and that's beautiful to be able to do for an author, for us to, as an audience, to fall in and out of love with him or stay on the fence or ignite some sort of arousal from something like what we're reading in that book. That's what's exciting. So, 3 out of 5 stars, I think, is pretty darn good when it talks about character development. I think I would have loved to know more about the history or the past that Hunter had to deal with, because he's such a complex character. It seems like he was a priest, spoiler alert here. And he also, had spent time, you know, I mean, you'd want to know about his past. I don't want to give it all away, but I want to leave something for you to read and find out. But it's just, I would have loved more about Hunter, you know? I hope that makes sense. But as an alpha male, sexy, hot, very turned on, very turned off by the whole damn thing. I don't know what to do. It's just like I was turned on, turned off. And I like that. I was repulsed in some situations. And I'm like, you know, had a hand over my mouth, like holding my breath, reading the beginning of this book. And as it goes in. So I definitely love the characters. You get to sympathize or empathize as best, or both, I don't know, with Evie. She's very sheltered. I guess we can all relate to her. You know, the non-risky. She does put up a fight, that Evie. She does at the beginning. And I was rereading the what you might perceive as a rape. No, it's downright, you know, rape. But the first sexual interaction with him, it was definitely, she did attempt to fight, but because he was very intimidating and that dynamic was playing in the background, it wasn't in your face. It wasn't like he had a gun or anything, but his presence was intimidating, right? What he's getting away with, that's what she cooperated with. So getting to the next category, let's talk about foreplay. Now, goodness, how do I put it? This got for me 4 out of 5 stars with very little foreplay. Let me explain why. Because the intimidation and the fear was enough foreplay. It was very arousing. I didn't know what the hell Hunter was thinking, but he was so calm in delivering this intimidation that, oh gosh, it was beautiful. So he offers her, he meets her at a diner. It was just a simple, she was sitting down and he comes into the diner, or she comes into the diner, he was already seated, and he tries to offer her a meal, but she declines him. We think nothing of it. She ends up going to her room. She takes a shower. And right when she's walking out of the bathroom in her hotel room, he's sitting there. And he's just calm, doesn't have a weapon. I want to read to you this gives you an idea what goes on here. To support my four out of five stars. Let me just tell you, I gave it 4 out of 5 stars. And so she is, doesn't know if she's walking out or she's first apologizing because so far nothing has happened. And he seems very polite. But at the same time, he was very firm. She tries to even at one point walk out the door, but he does kind of block the door, but he doesn't do it aggressively. So again, she's questioning herself on the inside. And we're all, as the audience, as the readers, questioning this too. And at the same time, we're like, oh my gosh, he's making decisions for us. Us being Eve, okay, Evie. So she's trying to stand up for herself and she's saying, I don't want to fight you. Then don't. I think you know what I want. Do I need to spell it out for you? Ask me to. I swallowed. What I have to do for you to leave. I'm going to spend the night here, and we're both going to have a good time. In the morning, I'm leaving. He spoke with authority, but there was a question inherent, only one unknown. This was happening. But would I fight him? God, I didn't know. I didn't know if I could let this happen without a fight. I didn't know if I could fight him, knowing I would lose, that I would only end up hurt. Maybe he knew I was close, because he continued, the low timbre of his voice rough and thick. I don't get off on hurting women. Not too bad anyway. If you have any bruises, they'll be small and covered up by your clothes. No one needs to know what happened here. It's nobody's business but ours. He made it sound consensual. Okay, I just wanted to stop here, but damn, I would say that's foreplay. Because the fear aspect is really how we get aroused in this book, right? Sky Warren does that beautifully where it's not even, I mean, everything's so suggested or implied that the fear acts as a character here and it acts as foreplay. I don't know if that makes sense, but yeah, I like this. I really liked Sky Warren's straight out saying, well, I mean, she wasn't really saying it, but hell yeah, this is not consented. This is definitely a form of intimidation being used. And this happens also in real life. We call this, as part of the profiling world, in forensic profiling, as a gentleman rapist that comes into homes and pretends, cooks dinner for you, pretends that he's your boyfriend. And it almost makes it seem like it's consensual because you kind of question because you're not fighting it. But, and rape ends up occurring, of course. And you're like, why didn't I shout or say anything? Because a lot of the times in those cases, there's a form of intimidation that's being utilized, even if no weapon's being used. And that is between a man and a woman. And so the male character usually tends to have a presence, and that dynamic is there. The hierarchy is there. The power dynamic is there, even though it's not spoken. I hope that makes sense. But again, this is a book. So in no way do I condone this behavior in any freaking reality. But that's why we read books, and it plays with our human nature and our curiosity. And that's as far as we want it to go in these books. So going back to the book, I did give it 4 out of 5 stars. Need I say more? It's definitely rape. Definitely. I also want to mention that there is a good amount of nice, dirty talk. And I'm going to go ahead and read a little bit to you. During the sexual act, Hunter does say, okay, so he's asking about her previous boyfriends while he's about to have sex with her, or he's having sex with her. And, he's asking her, did they do this to you or do this to you? So, my hands were tense by my sides. My eyes shut tightly until he pinched my nipple. I gasped. Did he do that? No, what else did you let him do? Where else did you let him put his skinny little fingers? He made it sound so dirty when it had just been innocent exploration between two teenage kids, hadn't it? That was normal. This was the fucked up thing. He twisted my nipple when I didn't answer. I sucked in a breath at the pain. I don't know. Oh, God. Your cunt, did he touch you there? His coarse words made my face heat. I couldn't remember ever hearing that word aloud, but I knew what it meant. Maybe it was just a universal sound or the tone he used, derisive and eager in one note. No, I said. Sometimes his hands would slip under my jeans, but only in the back. He touched your ass, that's it? That's all he got to do to you? Cheeks burning, I nodded. No wonder that didn't last. What about the next boyfriend? Did you put out for him? Tell me about the big day. Were there rose petals and candles? So he's getting the information about her virginity and how it was taken. So the whole thing is pretty dirty because as you're reading this, you're like, oh my God, this just gets worse, right? You have your hands on your face and you're like, this is not, you don't know whether to get turned on or feel repulsed. And again, this is when it gets exciting in a book because you're like, shit, they just crossed another line. And I love it when they cross some lines in books. It's kind of like, okay, the author just kind of just took it there, wasn't shy about it. She knew her readers well, and she knew that they would just, I guess, get it is the best way. So darkness level, hold on one second. Let me see where I put my, oh, here it is. Okay. Darkness level, I give it also 4 out of 5 because it was not, I mean, you have the kidnapping that's about to happen the next morning because he has sex with her that night in the hotel and he couldn't let her get away. He ended up liking what he tasted, what he felt, what he's done. And the next morning she found herself in a truck and in the back of a truck, naked, I think. He had kidnapped her. Even though he told her he would leave the next morning, he sure did, but he left with her. So it's darkness level there is because she is at first kidnapped. And it's, I would say it's a good Stockholm syndrome, but I mean, gradually you see that the relationship gets a little bit more intimate. But yes, I mean, it is based on the foundation of sex, but they get to know one another emotionally, intimately. Things start to shed, and that's what gets really sexy. And it's the exposure that happens beyond the physical, right? So we like this darkness level. We like that it starts off very dirty, very smutty, and it turns into smutty moments, but it then becomes something else, and consent becomes a part of it. But it's kind of like this character, Evie, doesn't know whether she likes it. And we can all relate to her, right? She doesn't know whether she likes it in the beginning. But eventually, she ends up liking Hunter. She ends up liking the sex and that kind of sex. And you see her using sex as well to communicate with him because she knew that that's his safe zone, his safe place to communicate. So sex was used in that way. So I like that. I really like that, you know, the darkness level is there, but it's also sprinkled in with some light. And when an author can do that beautifully, when they can balance that out, we just end up getting involved. We end up getting hooked emotionally to these characters and what they decide to do as the conclusion or the climax hits. Pun intended. Okay. So I give darkness 4 out of 5. Now, the final category is the sex scenes. Oh boy. Now, this one here, very sexy. It starts off, I mean, the primary sex scene is basically jumping into it. There's no foreplay, which is what I love. And there's few authors that can do that and not be in trouble. Because, again, what helps save us here is that, yeah, they do have sex, but there's more to be exposed emotionally. And we are into that because now the emotions gets added into the sex part. And of course, as a woman, who wouldn't like that, right? Now, let's see. Now, the sex scene starts off, I want to go ahead and read a quote from the sex scene, the primary one. Well, actually, no, it's the last one. Let me see here. Which one do I choose? Because I want to leave something for you guys to see, to get a hold of. But there's multiple sex scenes, and they are kind of naughty. They're kind of dirty and definitely rough. And I think they end up liking this fetish of she's having sex with him, not against her will, but I guess being manipulated in it. She likes that feeling of being manipulated into having sex with him, and feeling powerless is sexy to her. And of course, because we like Hunter and he's this complex, very straight to the point, dirty talker, we like Hunter. So it ends up becoming very arousing. So sex scenes really have an element of, the dominant and submissive, as well as, the emotional exposure that happens during the scenes with Sky Warren's writing. So we enjoy that quite a bit. I did give the sex scenes 4 out of 5. So I'm going to read to you the first penetration that does occur. And this is during the hotel. And so, all right. When he leaned back over me, his cock sheathed and breathing labored, I cringed back. No, pretty girl, he rained kisses over my forehead, on my nose. You want this, don't you? You want this cock inside you. You're all the same. I bit down on the towel, unable to answer. I was almost thankful for the gag in that moment, because what could I say? I may have gone along with this, but I hadn't really wanted it. This wasn't something I had chosen. Please, he said. It was a role reversal. Him begging instead of me. He wanted me to do more than allow his use of me. He wanted me to want this too. I couldn't, though. And it wouldn't matter anyway. If I said no, what then? He was unpredictable. Even when I cooperated, I didn't want to make him angry. I nodded quickly. Unappeased, he pulled the towel down from my mouth. Say it. I want your cock inside me, I said, in a deadened voice. It didn't even sound like me. I had gotten my wish. I was purely physical. A machine with no emotions. Skin with no heart. His face twisted into a sneer. I don't believe you. Please put your cock inside me. I want you to fuck me. He sat back on his heels, his cock rising between us. Fuck, you're not even a good liar. Letting my eyes fall shut, I finally spoke the truth. Make me come, please. Show me what it could be like if a man could make me come. The bed rocked gently as he leaned back over me, though I couldn't look at him. I couldn't see the smugness again, the triumph. A blunt head fitted into my opening. I gasped. So that's where it ends for us. I hope that you enjoyed this. Please do give this book a shot. On Kindle, it's like $4.99 right now. So please feel free to download that bad boy, read it. It's a quick read, but it's lovely. Page Turner. I really enjoyed it. Thank you guys so much for joining me tonight. May your smutty dreams come true. Good night.